On today's show, Fisker is making a comeback, GM finds a unique way to use Volt batteries, and Jaguar Land Rover can read your mind. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for June 17th of 2015. Yesterday, we reported how Nissan is using old Leaf batteries as stationary storage devices, and now GM is doing the same. The automaker is using five used first-gen Volt batteries mounted in parallel to help keep the lights on at the data center on the Milford Proving Grounds in Michigan. If needed, the batteries are able to provide the building up to 4 hours of backup power. Along with solar panels and two wind turbines, the entire system is capable of generating enough energy annually to power 12 average households. Well, Fisker is making a comeback. The company, which makes the Karma plug-in hybrid, filed for bankruptcy in 2013 and was bought by Chinese company Wangjiang last year. But now Fisker is gearing up to re-enter the market. The company's chief marketing officer, Jim Taylor, a former GM executive, by the way, announced plans to open a manufacturing plant in California. The facility will produce the Karma for worldwide sales, but the company did not reveal when production will kick off. Billionaire investor Kirk Kerkorian passed away a few days ago. He was 98 years old. While he made most of his money owning hotels and casinos in Las Vegas, he became well known in the auto industry. He twice tried to buy Chrysler, once in 1995 and again in 2007, but was ultimately rebuffed each time. In 2006, he bought a nearly 10% stake in GM and tried to force a merger with Renault-Nissan, but obviously that didn't happen. His last foray into the auto industry was buying a 6.5% stake in Ford in 2008, but dumped those shares less than a year later for a massive loss. So while he never did acquire an automaker, he did have an impact on the industry. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
We've reported how Toyota is testing out its ultra-compact iRoad in France and Japan, and now it may be coming to a road near you. The automaker held a focus group in Dallas last weekend, where 65 participants gave their feedback on how the vehicle could fit into their daily lives. A similar program was held in California in February. While Toyota says there's no specific plans for U.S. iRoad demonstration programs or sales, this is how it started out in Japan, where iRoads will be loaned out to individual drivers starting next month. Next year, for the first time in a quarter century, Buick will offer a convertible in the U.S. If the Casada looks familiar, that's because it's sold in Europe as an Opel. But we're starting to learn more about some of the features on Buick's new drop top. The top only takes 17 seconds to lower and can be done at speeds up to 31 miles per hour. The body structure is designed so the top and roll bar can be stowed below the belt line under a hard tonneau cover. That roll bar, which is located behind the front seats, is spring-loaded, pyrotechnically activated, and is combined with the airbag system. When deployed, the bars are about 14 inches long to match the height of the windshield. The Buick Casada goes on sale early next year. And coming up next, Congress wants to lower federal vehicle maintenance costs and how monitoring brainwaves can help reduce accidents.
Why Sonata? Let's see. It has a turbocharged engine, a panoramic sunroof, 32 miles per gallon highway. Did I mention the turbo? You don't want to forget the turbo. It has turbo. The Sonata. From Hyundai.
There are many factors that cause accidents, but drivers who are stressed, distracted, or not concentrating on the road would be some of the most common. And now JLR is working on a series of research projects that would improve driver concentration and reduce accidents. One of the safety technologies is called MindSense, where sensors are embedded in the steering wheel that monitor brain waves to determine if the driver is daydreaming or tired. Haptics or vibrations could be used in the accelerator pedal to warn or alert the driver. The automaker is also testing out medical-grade sensors in the seats that can detect things like serious illness or stress levels. This could be used in autonomous applications to see if a driver is fit to take over a vehicle. It's also working on reducing the amount of time a driver has to take their eyes off the road by trying to predict what button they're going to press on the infotainment screen. The system uses cameras to track the driver's hand, and user trials show it increases the speed of button selection by 22%. I think all of us can agree this last technology would be very useful, as long as it's accurate. Well, an interesting new bill is making its way through Congress. The Detroit News reports that the U.S. Senate just passed a measure that would encourage the use of remanufactured parts for federal vehicles that need repair, as long as it does not impact safety. The U.S. spends around $1 billion a year to repair and maintain the nearly 590,000 vehicles in the federal fleet. A study from the Government Accountability Office found that the measure would reduce those repair costs. The bill still needs to be approved by the U.S. House before President Obama can sign it into law. But I'm kind of surprised they weren't already doing this, because in my personal experience, remanufactured parts are perfectly fine as long as you're using a reputable rebuilder. Don't forget to tune into After Hours this Thursday. Our special guest is Craig Metros, the exterior designer of the Ford GT. So if you've got any questions, send them our way at viewermail@autoline.tv. Then join John and Gary Vasilash for some of the best insider discussions in the industry. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.